It's hard to believe that in March of 1886, a railroad ticket from Kansas City to Los Angeles could be purchased for only $1. Senator Jones extended the railroad to Santa Monica, and it ended on the Long Wharf. Perhaps some of us can remember that. Journalistic outpourings forced many an Eastern resident to read this kind of news in his local newspaper.
How I pity you folks back there, wading around in the snow or slush, slipping on the ice, loading yourself with heavy clothing, and rapidly wearing out your vitality in a hopeless war with the cruel elements. Here, it is different. We revel in the pure air and genial sunshine, and on Christmas Day, we enjoyed a picnic at Santa Monica. The gentle, soft, balmy zephyr from the ocean fanned our cheeks, and the air was purity itself.
Which began in 1886, brought with it artists and teachers who made great contributions to musical life in Southern California. A.J. Stamm organized the city's first string quartet, and hundreds of other musicians who came to the region were responsible for a remarkable number of programs which contained music of a standard acceptable anywhere in the nation. Music entered the public schools, and pupils in the elementary grades were required by law to sing for 15 minutes each day from Mason's musical readers. However, the Los Angeles superintendent of schools, who asked that a special music teacher be hired in 1884, was refused with this explanation: "Our Board of Education is short of funds.